This session discusses on Gray's theory of personality. It is not defined as originally a theory of personality, and the reinforcement sensitivity theory, it proposes three brain behavioral systems that underlie the individual differences in sensitivity to reward, punishment, and motivation. The reinforcement sensitivity theory has been used to study and predict anxiety, impulsivity, and extroversion. This theory is evolved from the biopsychological theory of personality to incorporate the findings from a number of areas in psychology and neuroscience. Especially this theory distinguishes between the fear and the anxiety and proposes the functionality-related subsystems. And these measures have been widely used, which is reflecting the revised theory due to the disagreement of over-related subsystems and also independent subsystems. The reinforcement sensitivity theory informed the study of anxiety disorders in clinical settings, and it is continued even today to study and predict the work performance. It borrowed the work from the Maurer on the concept of reward, punishment, motivation, and Huizing's study on biological traits. So Gray's biopsychological theory of personality believed that personality traits and disorders, they could not be explained by the other factors like classical conditioning only alone. And he proposed this theory based on some extensive animal research. So in his theory, he emphasizes the relationship between the personality and sensitivity to reinforcement, especially the reward and the punishment. For instance, if you take Huizing's personality, they emphasize the extroversion, neuroticism, arousal, etc. But whereas in this Gray's theory, it emphasizes, focuses on impulsivity, anxiety, approach motivation, and avoidance motivation. So the Gray's model of personality, it was based on the hypothesis that three hypothesized brain systems. The three hypothesized brain system given by Gray, they were, number one is behavioral activation system, so which includes the brain regions which is involved in the regulation of the arousal mechanism. Especially it is involved with the cerebral cortex, thalamus, and striatum. The system is responsive to conditioned reward cues as well as unconditioned reward cues. The behavioral activation system regulates the approach behaviors, and it is also referred to as a reward system. In general, the individuals with more behavioral activation system, they tend to be more impulsive, and they may have difficulty in inhibiting their behavior when they try to approach a goal. Number two, in behavioral inhibition system, it includes the brain regions which is involved in the regulation of arousal, especially the brain stem, so the neocortical projections to the front lobe. So the behavioral inhibition system is especially responsive to the punishment, uncertainty, non-rewarding stimulus. So the behavioral inhibition system regulates the avoidance behavior, and it is often referred to as the punishment system. I have already seen like behavioral activation system means it is a rewarding system. Behavioral inhibition system means it is a punishment system. And this behavioral inhibition system may be vulnerable to the negative emotions, including the fear, anxiety, sadness, stress, frustration, etc. And finally, the third comes the flight or fight system, where it mediates the reactions of rage and panic, flight versus fight, sensitivity to unconditioned aversive stimulus. And this fight or fight system is referred to as a threat system. So according to the personality traits, according to Gray, the personality traits are associated with the individual differences between the strengths of the behavioral activation system and also the behavioral inhibition system. Activation system is the approach motivation, whereas inhibition system is the avoidance motivation. So the greater the behavioral activation system, the greater the activation of that system. The greater the behavioral inhibition system, the greater the activation of that system. The reinforcement sensitivity theory of personality, it is one of the major biological models of individual differences in emotion. The theory distinguishes between the fear and the anxiety, and it links the reinforcement process to personality. The behavioral activation system, it is proposed to facilitate the reactions to all appetitive, rewarding stimuli and regulates the approach behavior. In behavioral inhibition system, it is proposed to mediate the conflict both between the flight, fight, freeze system and the behavioral activation system. It is flight, fight, freeze system is the avoidance system and behavioral activation system is the approach system. So these conflicts underlie the activity. In flight, freeze system, it is proposed to mediate the reactions to all punishing or aversive stimulus. Either it may be conditioned or unconditioned. So it regulates the avoidance behavior and also the underlying fear. We see that the Gray proposed that personality is rooted in the two neuropsychological systems that control the behavior and the emotions. One of the two emotions, two systems, is the behavioral activation system, which functions on the concept of positive reinforcement. And many researches have been done earlier, and these things indicate that the mesolimbic dopaminergic pathways are responsible for the activation of the behavioral activation system, and it is sensitive to the construct, and it produces heightened reward from positive reinforcement. Previous studies also, they have demonstrated that there is a correlation between the high behavioral activation system's sensitivity and low aptitude as a precursor for psychopathological disorders. Based on the research from animal learning paradigm, Gray's personality theory, it asserts the idea that individual differences in personality traits, they mirror the variability in sensitivity towards a stimuli which is affiliated with a negative or positive reinforcement. The behavioral activation system is a neurological reward mechanism that is initiated by positive reinforcement. It mediates responses to signals of conditioned reward, non-punishment, escape from punishment, and activation influences progression towards goals. The opposite emotional system is the behavioral inhibition system, which is activated by the conditioned stimuli associated with the punishment or the termination of the reward. That it is said that the behavioral activation and the inhibition are the extremes of the continuum in which one's behavior is likely to be reinforced positively or negatively, depending on which part of the continuum they move. The behavioral activation system is connected to the positive feelings and approach behaviors when experiencing a reward. For example, an individual with high behavioral activation system, sensitivity would seek out everyday type situations where they experience the positive reinforcement, or they search for some similar situations where they have a chance of being positively reinforced. So positive reinforcement is how people thrive in the world. So from an evolutionary perspective, to go out or to hunt for food, when a person experiences anger, find food, bring it home to eat, share with family members, so they can survive. It is an example of everyday positive reinforcement. So the key difference between the typical situation and a situation in regards to an individual with high behavioral activation system sensitivity, it would be that the positive reinforcement would be differentially reinforced more in comparison to the conventional reinforcement. The Gray's theory of personality suggests that those with high behavioral activation sensitivity, they are predisposed to psychopathological disorders due to perceived response from the positive reinforcement, differential reinforcement, etc. So here we see impulsivity is a characteristic of high behavioral activation system sensitivity, and it is a major variable in the susceptible to risky behavior. Other correlations to the high sensitivity are like high neuroticism, high psychoticism, high extroversion, which demonstrates that high behavioral activation system sensitivity. And also it could act as a precursor for delinquency among the population. Even in neuroscience, it is the beginning to identify the strong relationship between the sensitivity of the behavioral activation system and the approach behaviors such as alcoholism, substance abuse, conduct disorders. So according to Gray, the biological model of this behavioral activation system is associated with the mesolimbic dopaminergic pathway, which ascends from the nucleus A10 of the ventral tegmentum of the brainstem. So the recent studies, they involve substance use, which indicates there is a similarity between the dopamine release in the nucleus accumbens and emotionally high, which is observed in alcohol and drug users. So this implies the behavioral activation system sensitivity, and it is also related to that addictive behaviors, substance abusers, and it have increased the responsiveness to the stimulus which is associated with the reward. And the researchers have studied throughout the various clinical and laboratory observations. They found that the left prefrontal cortex is a biological substrate of the approach behavior and the positive effect, and the right prefrontal cortex is exhibiting the opposite behavior, so which imposes the locality of the behavioral inhibition system. When damaged, then the left prefrontal cortex, it influences the depressive symptomatology due to the inhibition of the approach behaviors. According to Gray, the individual differences in the behavioral inhibition system and the behavioral activation system, it analyzed the supertraits of neuroticism and extroversion that are central to the Eysenck's theory of personality. The supertrait of neuroticism refers to the ease and frequency with which the person becomes upset, the person becomes distressed, whereas the supertrait of the extroversion concerns tendencies towards sociability, liveliness, activeness, dominance, craving for excitement, etc. Gray argues that neuroticism, it reflects a summation of activities in the behavioral activation system and behavioral inhibition system. Neurotic people are those whose behavioral inhibition system and behavioral activation system both are highly reactive. So Gray assumes that the extroversion reflects a combination of high behavioral activation system and low behavioral inhibition system activity. Extroverted people are more responsive to positive than to negative outcomes and consequences. Although the Gray's point of view is not entirely supported by the empirical data, there is indeed evidence which shows that high behavioral inhibition system activity is associated with neuroticism, whereas high behavioral activation system activity is closely related to the extroversion. This theorized that the various types of psychopathology can be explained by the different constellations of behavioral inhibition systems and behavioral activation systems. For example, high levels of behavioral inhibition system activity, they are thought to be linked to anxiety symptoms, whereas low levels of behavioral inhibition system activity. They have been proposed to be associated with the attention deficit disorder or hyperactivity disorder like that. High levels of behavioral activation system activity, they are hypothesized to be related to the conduct disorders and also antisocial personality disorders. Whereas low levels of behavioral activation system activity, they have been regarded as the marker for depression. And there are also evidences that has been obtained through studies, and they find that there are connections between the behavioral inhibition systems and behavioral activation systems. It is concluded that the researchers in the field, ranging from cognitive science to self-regulation and attention, they are using this RST to investigate the causal mechanism that underlie the relationship between the personality traits and psychopathology.